This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations announced on Friday that Secretary General Antonio Guterres will meet Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow on Tuesday. He's also expected to have a working lunch with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. The UN chief wrote to Putin on Tuesday requesting a meeting to discuss the next steps toward peace in Ukraine. He also wrote to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Guterres' spokesperson said his office is in contact with the government in Kyiv about scheduling a visit there as well. Guterres had appealed this week for a four-day humanitarian pause to coincide with Orthodox Easter, which is celebrated in Ukraine and Russia on April 24th this year. So far, those efforts have failed. The United Nations Human Rights Office says there's more and more proof that war crimes were committed in Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the story.
Michelle Bachelet, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, called the information coming out of Ukraine a detailed horror story of violations perpetrated against civilians. The UNHCR spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani said 92% of those cases came from Russian forces.
There is evidence mounting of war crimes being committed, and these include indiscriminate shelling and bombing of populated areas, summary execution of civilians.
The UNHCR added in a statement that Ukrainian forces also use weapons with indiscriminate effect in the east of the country. Shamdasani said seeing what's happening now, she worries for what will happen in the future.
We are very concerned. We're very worried about what's coming next.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian President Zelensky told the World Bank Thursday his country needs as much as $7 billion a month in support for the war in Ukraine. VOA News.